This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. President Joe Biden said on Wednesday he is planning to make a major address on continuing military aid to Ukraine. VOA's chief national correspondent Steve Herman reports from Washington.
President Biden revealed he will soon be making a big speech about Ukraine.
I'm going to make the argument that it's overwhelmingly in the interest of the United States of America that Ukraine succeed.
Some House Republicans oppose spending more American money for Ukraine to fight off the Russians. Biden told reporters that worries him, but he is confident enough lawmakers in both parties support Ukraine. He also said, without elaborating, there is another means by which the government may be able to find funding for the Ukrainians. Steve Herman, VOA News, Washington.
Former U.S. President Donald Trump on Wednesday appealed a New York judge's ruling he and his family business fraudulently inflated the value of several properties and his net worth by as much as $2.2 billion, lashing out at the judge.
He called me a fraud, and he values Mar-a-Lago at $18 million. And you can't do that. It's worth probably 50 to 100 times more than that.
The appeal comes as a civil trial in the case brought by Letitia James, New York's attorney general, got underway on Monday to determine the remaining claims and penalties. The race to replace ousted U.S. House of Representatives Speaker Kevin McCarthy took shape on Wednesday as Steve Scalise, the chamber's number two Republican, and Jim Jordan, a leading critic of Democratic President Joe Biden, said they would seek the post. The two lawmakers could be joined by several other candidates in what could be a lengthy and likely messy battle. This is VOA News. Italian authorities were investigating on Wednesday the cause of the horrific crash of a bus carrying foreign tourists on the outskirts of Venice, which killed 21 people, including several children, and injured 15 others. The electric bus crashed through the guardrail and off an overpass late on Tuesday, slamming into the ground more than 10 meters below and catching fire. Venice's prefect says the nationalities of those killed include 9 Ukrainian citizens, 4 Romanians, 3 Germans, 2 Portuguese, 1 Croatian, 1 South African, and the Italian bus driver. A UN-mandated investigation into continuing atrocities in Ethiopia faces closure after a UN website on Wednesday showed no motion has been received to renew it. Reuters correspondent David Doyle has more.
The UN Human Rights Council created the International Commission of Human Rights Experts on Ethiopia in 2021. After a motion was submitted by the European Union. Last month, it said that war crimes and crimes against humanity were still being committed in Ethiopia. However, strong African opposition appears to have deterred proponents from seeking another mandate, diplomats have said. The mandate was only renewed last year by a small margin.
Reuters correspondent David Doyle. 3 scientists in the U.S. won the Nobel Prize in Chemistry for their work on quantum dots, particles just a few atoms in diameter that can release very bright colored light. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Applications in everyday life include electronics and medical imaging. Winner Monji Bawendi of MIT says he wasn't thinking about how far it could go when he started researching quantum dots. The colour quantum dots emit depends on the size of the particles. Bawendi says larger dots shine red, smaller dots shine blue.
Most people who have come across them will have come across them through their television screens where they're being used to create the red and the green colours.
I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The world's frogs, salamanders, newts and other amphibians remain in serious trouble. A new global assessment has found 41% of amphibians scientists have studied are threatened with extinction, meaning they are either vulnerable, endangered, or critically endangered. No other group of animals is in greater danger. Habitat loss due to agricultural expansion is the leading threat worldwide. A growing percentage of amphibian species are also being pushed to the brink by novel diseases and climate change. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA.